When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Blooming English, where we dive into all the fun and fascinating ways language works. Today, we're exploring a little-known but very clever figure of speech called LUTs. Now, you may not have heard the word LUTs before, but you've definitely used it in conversation without even realizing it. So, what exactly is LUTs? Well, it's a way of making an understatement by expressing something positive through a double negative. Instead of saying, "That's great," you might say, "That's not bad." It's a subtle, often humble way to make a point without being too direct. LUTs are all around us in everyday conversation, writing, and even pop culture. They're a fun tool to add a little nuance or humor to what you're saying, and today we'll look at some common examples, explain how and why we use them, and practice creating some of our own. By the end of this episode, you'll be a LUTs expert, ready to impress your friends with your understated wit. So let's get started and see how this small but mighty language trick works. So let's break down LUTs a little further. The word LUTs might sound fancy, but in everyday conversation, we usually just call this understatement or sometimes even ironic understatement. It's when we express something in a toned-down way, often by using a double negative to get a positive point across. For example, instead of saying, "That movie was amazing," you could say, "That movie wasn't half bad." Or, instead of "she's very smart," you might hear, "she's no fool." Both examples express something positive, but by downplaying it and not being too direct. LUTs are really useful for adding a touch of humility or making a point without sounding too enthusiastic. In fact, people often use LUTs to sound a bit more modest or even to be a little sarcastic, depending on the tone. For example, if you're joking with a friend who just solved a really easy puzzle, you might say, "Well, it's not rocket science." Here are a couple more examples. Not too shabby. Pretty good. "She's no fool. She's smart." See how these phrases soften the message? It's a way of saying something positive without going overboard or being too obvious. So while we call this technique LUTs, when we use it in everyday language, most people just think of it as understatement. An easy way to sound a little more laid back or to add a bit of irony. Now that we know what LUTs are, let's look at how they work. You might be wondering, if LUTs are all about understatement, does that mean they're always about softening what we say? Well, not always. LUTs can actually do two things. They can either soften a statement or, interestingly, emphasize it. One, softening statements. LUTs are great for softening what we want to say, especially when we don't want to sound too direct or over the top. For example, instead of saying, "He's a genius," you could say, "He's not unintelligent." This is a more humble way of giving someone a compliment without going overboard. Or instead of saying, "That restaurant is fantastic," you could say, "The food's not bad." Here, you're downplaying the compliment, but the meaning is still positive. This kind of softening is perfect for when you want to keep things modest or avoid sounding too eager. Adding emphasis. even though litotes are a form of understatement, sometimes they actually end up emphasizing the point even more. That's the funny thing about litotes. By using a double negative, you can highlight how positive something really is. For example, when someone says, "That's not too shabby," they actually mean it's pretty impressive. Or if you hear, "That's not the worst idea," they're probably saying it's a pretty good idea, just in a subtle way. So, even though litotes seem like they're toning things down, they often make the statement stand out even more. 3. Litotes as humor or sarcasm. Litotes can also add a little humor or sarcasm to a conversation. When you downplay something in an exaggerated way, it can make people laugh. For example, if someone aces a really easy task, you might say, "Well, it's not rocket science," which adds a playful, sarcastic twist. The humor comes from the fact that the task obviously wasn't difficult, and your understatement makes that clear. So whether you're trying to soften your message, add a bit of emphasis, or even make people laugh, litotes are a handy tool for giving your language a little extra flair. You might not realize it, but litotes pop up all the time in everyday conversation. People often use them without thinking because they're a great way to keep things light, casual, or even a bit humble. Casual uses of litotes. Let's take a look at a few examples of how litotes sneak into our daily speech. "That's not half bad" is a great example. It sounds like you're downplaying things, but really, you're saying something is pretty good. "I wouldn't say no" is another one. You're not just saying you'd accept something, you're politely hinting that you'd love to accept it. Why we use litotes. So why do we use litotes so much? One reason is that they allow us to avoid sounding too direct or overly confident. Sometimes we want to soften what we say, either to be polite or not come off too strong. Instead of shouting, "I love it," you can say, "It's not bad," which feels more laid back and subtle. Another reason is to avoid offending anyone. If you don't want to be too critical, you might say, "Well, it's not the best," instead of flat out saying something negative. It softens the criticism while still getting the point across. Common litotes in conversation. Here are a few more examples of litotes that you've probably heard or used.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before. "He's not the worst boss," implying he's actually pretty good. "It's not my favorite," gently saying you don't like something without being rude. "She's not exactly thrilled," meaning she's upset, but you're downplaying it. Litotes are perfect for making conversations a bit softer and more nuanced, helping you express your thoughts in a more subtle way.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Litotes aren't just limited to everyday conversation. They also play a big role in literature, movies, and pop culture. Writers and characters use litotes to create memorable moments, add subtlety, or even inject a bit of humor. Litotes in literature. Authors often use litotes to give their writing a more understated tone, making their characters sound more relatable or even ironic. For example, in Shakespeare's Othello, a character says, "I am not unaware how much my duties and respect to you have been neglected." What he's really saying is that he knows exactly how much he's neglected his duties. It's a classic example of using litotes to understate something while still making the point clear. In Homer's The Odyssey, Odysseus uses litotes when he says, "It was no small feat," to describe something truly challenging. Instead of bragging, Odysseus uses understatement to show just how difficult the task was. Litotes in pop culture. Litotes also show up in movies, TV shows, and everyday pop culture. They add humor and sometimes even sarcasm, making dialogue more engaging. In Star Wars, Han Solo famously says, "I've got a bad feeling about this," which is really a massive understatement since the situation is usually pretty dangerous. This kind of line becomes memorable because of the understated delivery. Another example is in The Avengers. After a huge battle, one character might say, "That was not exactly gentle," when in reality it was anything but. This understatement adds a bit of humor to the scene by downplaying the chaos. Why litotes work in pop culture? In both literature and pop culture, litotes help create a tone of irony, humor, or humility. By understating something, writers and characters can make their words more interesting and layered. It's a way of showing that what's not being said can be just as powerful as what is. When to use understatement and litotes. So when's the best time to use litotes or understatement? The answer depends on the situation and the effect you want to create. 1. Everyday conversations. Litotes are perfect for casual conversations where you want to avoid sounding too dramatic or over the top. If someone asks how your day was and you don't want to gush, you might say, "It wasn't too bad," instead of, "It was amazing." This keeps things low-key and relaxed. It's a way of showing you enjoyed something without being too intense about it. Litotes are also handy when you want to be polite. Instead of directly saying something negative, you can soften the blow with understatement. For example, instead of saying, "That presentation was awful," you could say, "It wasn't the best." It gets the point across without being harsh. 2. Being humble or modest. Litotes are a great tool when you want to downplay your own achievements. Instead of saying, "I'm great at this," you could say, "I'm not terrible at this." It's a more modest way to accept a compliment or describe something you did well without coming off as boastful. It also works well when you're giving someone else credit but don't want to overdo it. Instead of gushing, "You're a genius," you can say, "You're not bad at this," which adds a little humor and lightness to the compliment. Number 3, adding humor or sarcasm. Litotes and understatement are great for adding humor to a conversation, especially when you're making light of something obvious. For example, if a friend aces an easy test, you might say, "Well, that wasn't exactly difficult." The humor comes from understating something that everyone knows was simple. Litotes also work in sarcastic situations. If someone underestimates how difficult a challenge is, you might say, "Yeah, that's not going to be hard at all," when you know it's actually going to be very difficult. The sarcastic tone is key here. 4. When to avoid litotes. While litotes can be effective in casual or humorous situations, they can also make your point less clear if overused, especially in formal settings. In business or academic writing, for example, you might want to avoid litotes when you need to be direct and precise. In professional contexts, being too understated can sometimes come across as non-committal or unclear. If someone needs straightforward feedback, it's better to say, "This needs improvement," instead of, "It's not terrible." Litotes are best saved for situations where subtlety and lightness are more appropriate. That's it for today's episode of Blooming English. We've taken a closer look at litotes and how this clever form of understatement helps us express ideas in a more subtle, often humorous way. Whether you're saying, "It's not too bad," to soften a compliment or using it for a bit of irony, litotes are a great tool to add nuance to your language. Remember, litotes can be used to downplay, soften, or even emphasize a point, making them flexible and fun to use. The next time you find yourself wanting to avoid being too direct or too enthusiastic, try slipping in a lie-tote and see how it changes the tone of your conversation. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you've enjoyed learning about this understated little trick. Keep practicing, keep experimenting with new ways to express yourself, and until next time, keep your English blooming.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.